All right, boys. Good morning. Good morning. Share with you a short idea from the parsha. Chaver, come, take your seats. Thank you. It's a short idea. Short idea from the parsha. So the parsha ends off. Parsha's Bichukosai. The most dramatic parts of parsha's Bichukosai are the klavos. Right? I should take it back. There are two dramatic parts of the parsha. There's the brachos and the klavos. So remember again, the parsha seems to create a very simple model, right? What's the model of parsha's Bichukosai? If you listen to Hashem, then what happens? Then what happens? Brachos. And if you don't listen to Hashem, what happens? Klavos, right? Bad stuff. Now, Chaver, let me just ask you, this is not our topic for this morning. Is life ever that simple? Maybe sometimes it is, but we also know there's a concept. Anyone ever hear of the concept of tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo? What does that mean? Anyone know? Tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. Right. Bad things happen to good people, right? So good things happen to bad people. So obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs a complex world, but just on our own basic level, in terms of how we are supposed to act, in terms of what we're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a very simple contract with us, a very simple model. And the model is, do what you're supposed to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I will take care of you. Don't do what you're supposed to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, unfortunately, negative things happen. By the way, guys, I just want to tell you, this happens to be one of the most incredible ways just to approach life. Life is filled with rules, and life is filled with expectations, and life is filled with things you have to live up to. Generally, the way it works in life is, do what you're supposed to do, and things work out relatively well. Don't do what you're supposed to do, and ultimately there are repercussions. You know, sometimes we don't do what we're supposed to do, and then like we're shocked when there's a repercussion. I can't believe this didn't happen. This happened. You can't believe it happened. You were living a certain way this entire time. Life is full of actions and reactions. Behave a certain way, the world, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reacts to you in a certain way. Behave a different way, and you'll get a different kind of reaction. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to instill upon us, just on a most basic level, just even within our own personal lives. But here's what I'm drawing your attention to. End of the parsha. End of the parsha is a little bit of a, I don't know, I wouldn't call it like an exciting section, but it's a section called Erchin. All right, Chaver, this is hard. Anyone know what Erchin is? An Erech vow. I don't know, did you ever come across it in the Mishnayos? Lakon's not doing, you're not doing the Darim or Nazir yet. All right, anyone ever cross Erchin? An Erech vow means a person says the following formulation. Erki alai. Erki alai, literally, my value is upon me. Which means, a person pledges their value to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, I pledge my value. Now, Chaver, what's the obvious question you're thinking about? Right, I make this, I pledge my value to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's your question? How much is that? Or to say it a little bit differently, how exactly do you value a person? So that's why the Torah gives us just objective categories. So men between certain ages are worth X, and women between certain ages are Y, and children are worth a different, and it's just objective. It's just objective. It's not based on what you do for a living. It's not based on how smart you are, how not smart, how successful. It's just objective categories. Let me ask you this question. So you follow the flow of the parsha. Beginning of the parsha, in b'chukosai t'leichu. If you listen to what I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's the brachas. Next part of the parasha, in b'chukosai tim asu. If you don't listen to what it is that I'm saying, then this is going to happen. And then the last part of the, tochacha, curses. And then the last part of the parasha, erchin. Erchin, personal value vows. Why do you think that, and that's the end of Chumash Vayikra. Right? After that, it's chazah, chazah, v'nis chazah. That's it, it's over. Why do you think that erchin, those halachas of personal value vows, why is that the end of the parsha? Why is that the end of Chumash Vayikra? And why is that dafka the section after the tochacha? Any thoughts on that? I know, it doesn't usually grab like a lot of attention. After tochacha, we kind of like a little bit overwhelmed. We zone out a little bit. But the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe says something beautiful. The Ger Rebbe says that, how does a tochacha happen? So the tochacha happens when people make some pretty severe and significant mistakes. In life, very often people think that when they make mistakes, they no longer have a value. And the bigger the mistake, the bigger the mistake. You know, boys, there are different kinds of mistakes you make in life, right? There are some mistakes where, okay, I made a mistake, not a big, I mean, it might be a big deal, but I could course correct relatively easily. And then you're young, so hopefully you haven't encountered this yet. But then there are like some mistakes you make in life, and you're really in the hole. Really in the hole. Like, I'm sure I'll get out of this somehow, but I don't know right now how I am getting out of this. Right now, I have dug for myself a hole, and I am in a place where I just don't know how I can get myself out. And sometimes when we make mistakes like that, we think that maybe I don't have any more value as a person. Maybe if you mess up badly enough in life, you've just given up your value. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? There can be nothing further from the truth. It doesn't matter how badly you mess up. It doesn't matter how severe the wrong turns. It doesn't even matter how deep the hole that you have dug for yourself. No matter how badly you mess up in life, you always have a value. No matter how badly you mess up in life, you still have a purpose. And no matter how badly you mess up in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves you. And that, says the Imre Emes, is why the section of Erchin, which deals with personal value, is right after the Tochacha. Even if you make Tochacha-like mistakes, you have not fully divested yourself of your personal value. And boys, this should give us a lot of chizuk. Because a lot of times in life when we make mistakes, and we all make mistakes, just important to know, we all make mistakes. The only shaila is how big the mistake is. But we all make mistakes. And sometimes when we make mistakes, especially big ones, we give up on ourselves. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes along, says the Imre Emes, and places Erchin after the Tochacha. No matter how big your mistake may be, know that you have the ability to get back up, to dust yourself off, and to try again. No matter how big the mistake is, we each always still retain our value. Boys, I wish you a good night of Shabbos, a good last day of school. Is this the, what's next week? Next week is finals review. Let's see, finals review. Okay, good. Boys, have an incredible day. Hopefully it was a good week, a beautiful Shabbos. And looking forward to another beautiful week next week as well. Shabbat, everyone. I'm so tired. I'm sorry. Just tired. Very tired. Okay, it's almost Shabbos.
Why not?
Good Shabbos.